Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag now, Chris. Fogo DeShone has stepped up again.
How?
They enjoyed yesterday's
sort of come to caller Jesus
driven Mike Tomlin apologies so much.
Well, who wouldn't have enjoyed our winners? Because who was it? Gentleman's name was it Wexford, I believe.
Chris and Wexford.
Yeah, Chris is always do great rants when they're put on the spot.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something.
Hmm.
An Andrew won on Tuesday.
Oh.
A Chris won yesterday.
Yeah, but we were talking.
A Craig win today?
Oh.
Here's the name of the game today. This is going to be in the 5 o'clock hour. Best duck calls.
All right, so something.
Literal duck call.
All right, fine. I like this. And it's Fogo's idea, so I'm not going to say that I hate it. I like it. You and I need to do something, though, before we put somebody on the air.
Figure out what one of the actual duck call flutes sound like.
You are nothing if not a smart, incisive man. We have to actually play a sample call and then be able to stack up what people do versus the real, genuine article. Now, being that this is Pittsburgh, and I think like every other person in the city or metro area hunts, there are probably about, 15,000 people listening to this show right now who probably have a duck caller.
My wife wants me to sign
on their person.
My wife wants me to sign the petition to bring the river duck back.
I feel like that is very on brand for your wife. And your wife is a wonderful lady, and she strikes me as the kind of person that would want that duck back in the river.
Would she want the two of you to go then take a picture with the duck if it's back?
She texted me a picture of herself with the duck last night, because at that point, I don't think we had met yet. I think I was single and sports betting my brains off and, you know, living in complete and utter sin.
Wait, you hadn't met yet?
When the duck was here initially, yeah.
Oh, I thought she was texting you pictures.
No, I'm saying like she sent me a picture of herself at the duck when it was here,
gotcha.
5 or 6 years ago?
Okay, and you hadn't met yet though?
Yeah.
So and how was she sending you?
She sent a picture of it from when the duck was here and
I got it. Sign the petition
so we can go take a picture with the duck together.
I got very confused there for a second. Thank
you. Wow. Well, I know where your head's at.
I was going to say, he's got other things on his mind.
He's got something else going on at home. I can't blame you. So, CBS Sports, okay? I think this is really, really going to be something that is worth paying attention to as we move on here. Ben Roethlisberger, okay, this is from CBSSports.com. Ben Roethlisberger in 2020 will have the second biggest cap hit in the NFL.
That is something, man. That is a startling sentence.
Jared Goff is number one at $34-35 million.
Even more startling.
Ben Roethlisberger is tied for second with Matt Ryan at $33.5 million.
And he's not coming off a season where, even though you and I thought it was not a good season where he led the league in passing yardage, he's coming off a season where his elbow turned into like spaghetti after six quarters of football.
So here's a question I have off of that. You cannot, even if for some reason, like let's say in a perfect world, Duck rises up here and he leads the Steelers to the Super Bowl and they win it.
Which is okay.
Insane.
Yes, but okay. Stranger things, I guess, have happened.
The cap hit to trade Ben is like ridiculous. Cutting him, the dead money is ridiculous.
Yeah, you are on the hook one way or another, whether he plays for you or not next year, for a ton of money.
So my question is, coming off a year where he only played in 1.5 games and he's going to be 39 years old, do you ask Ben Roethlisberger at the end of this year to take a pay cut?
I actually would, yeah. Now, let me be clear.
And he can say no, and I think
if
you're
he
just
were to
stuck.
Say no, if he were to say no, I wouldn't like blame him.
Well, and there's nothing you can do. Like you don't right. have the leverage to say, "Oh yeah, you're not going to."
You're
take
basically
a pay cut.
You're
well,
appealing to his sense of personal legacy. Like, hey Ben, take a pay cut. We can make some more of these defensive contracts and everything else work better, and have a better chance at you winning a Super Bowl next year.
Yes,
and
that's
getting
what I'm
your third
about,
one,
Chris.
And if he said no, I want my money. I'll be honest. I would say, hey, he signed the contract, pay the man. But I think that would be one hell of a litmus test at how much he wants to walk the walk of what he always talked about John Elway doing that he so admired.
And based on what he did last year, you know, you just look at, okay, you're next in line. You're the franchise quarterback whose contract is expiring. Like, whoever the highest paid player is, you leapfrog that guy, and then the next player behind you, it's Carson Wentz. Okay, he goes above you. Now it's Jared Goff. Now he jumps Wentz. Now it's Dak Prescott. He jumps Goff. Like, that's how it typically works.
Mm-hmm.
But now Ben, at his age and because of the injury, shouldn't be in 2020 compensated in that way. And because you've got Bud Dupree and Javon Hargrave and Mike Hilton and eventually T.J. Watt and maybe Juju Smith-Schuster and to even lesser extent James Conner, because you've got all these guys, you could keep most of them or try to keep most of them, keep the entire band together, do your best to best give yourself the best possible chance to do that. If Ben takes, not even like, hey Ben, we're not asking you to go down to like a $9 million or $10 million salary, probably like low 20s.
Free up $10 to $12 million. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Again, I'm not Omar Khan, but whatever it would take to get Ben's cap hit reduced to like 20-something million.
Okay. I mean, I think, again, I'm of two minds here, and I want to remain consistent.
And I wonder if that would require him giving some of his signing bonus back.
It would require a sacrifice, I think, is the operating word here. I'm of two minds here because whether it's a guy, you know, everyone knows how I feel about Ben.
You're a huge fan.
Great player, not a huge fan otherwise. But I would not begrudge him, just like I wouldn't begrudge any other player who signed a contract, if they said, no, I want my money. That is his prerogative. And I don't think it's like my place to say anything otherwise. But it's undeniable that it would help them in a massive way and would be a huge... He wants to talk about his legacy. If he takes a pay cut, they can keep the band back together or keep the band mostly together and they win one next year? God, you think people love him here now?
Yeah.
The hagiography, these purple prose stories about what an unselfish leader he was are going to be off the charts. We're going to be drowning in them.
And not only that, Chris, we know how Ben Roethlisberger likes to talk about how much Brady means to him and Brady's legacy and how he's the best ever. That would be another thing he would have in common with Brady. Yep.
It's also, it would give him a better chance to do what I said a couple minutes ago. He always admired Elway, his idol, for going out on top with, but not just that, with a team where he, while being a very important part, was complimentary to other strong areas.
Yeah, give yourself the best chance to have a Bettis moment.
He got to ride off into the sunset, and he had 2 years, and maybe he could pull the ultimate Elway, which is to match him and go back-to-back. I think the AFC is going to start finally opening up a little bit here, and the Steelers should be a real player with that defense.
What do you mean by open up?
I don't think the Patriots stand as a roadblock to everybody anymore.
Why, Belichick's retiring?
Oh, God, here we go.
Is Lamar Jackson quitting? Is Patrick Mahomes getting
traded? Does Lamar Jackson play for the Patriots?
Well, when you say the AFC's opening up, there's young quarterbacks in the conference.
It opened up for the Steelers because who was the team that always stood in their way? The Patriots. Loomed at the end
of
the road.
Yeah, we have differing opinions on this, clearly. I don't think that the Patriots just become another franchise when Brady leaves.
They became an 11-5 team that was a pale imitation of themselves when he was out for a year.
What is the difference between Tom Brady now and Matt Cassel then?
A lot of years in age.
No, I'm saying the quality of performance from Brady, what makes him now different from the quarterback.
Not altogether different.
Okay.
So what?
So they're not, the Patriots aren't 10-2 because Brady's playing like
they
a
don't
Hall
feel
of Famer.
They don't feel infallible, is my point. And there have been many years where they did, or at least the team that was going to make them fallible certainly wasn't the Steelers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.